The Tory presents Pieces of Classical Verse, read to you by Pratham Datta. I wish you merry listening. Childe Harold's Pilgrimage by Lord Byron, read to you by Pratham Datta. This poem, a very long one, is broken into multiple canto sort of stanzas. I'll just read a couple of them to you. It's a story about the disillusionment of somebody who's about to be a knight, Childe Harold, by looking at the ravages that man creates, a sort of an ironical jab against Napoleon's conquest and the ruins that he lay in front and behind him. There is a pleasure in the pathless woods. There is a rapture on the lonely shore. There is society where none intrudes, by the deep sea and music in its roar. I love not man the less, but nature more. From these are interviews in which I steal from all I may be or have been before, to mingle with the universe, and feel what I can near express, yet cannot all conceal. Roll on, thou deep and dark blue ocean, roll. 10,000 fleets sweep over thee in vain. Man marks the earth with ruin, his control stops with the shore upon the watery plain. The wrecks are all thy deed, nor doth remain a shadow of man's ravage, save his own, when for a moment, like a drop of rain, he sinks into thy depths with bubbling crown, without a grave, unkneeled, uncoffined, and unknown. Vice, corruption, barbarism at last, and history with all her volumes vast, hath but one page. 'Tis better written here, where gorgeous tyranny had thus amassed all treasures, all delights that eye or ear, heart, soul could seek, tongue ask, away with words draw near. Admire, exalt, despise, laugh, weep, for here there is such matter for all feeling. Man, thou pendulum betwixt a smile and tear. Ages and realms are crowded in this span. This mountains whose obliterated plain, the pyramid of empires pinnacled, of glory's gewgaws shining in the van till the sun's rays with added flame were filled. Where are its golden roofs? Where those who dared to build?